In the news today, police arrested more than 70 protesters and reporters Monday night and early Tuesday in the central U.S. town of Ferguson, Missouri. The demonstrators were protesting the shooting of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer on August 9th. A police official said protesters attacked police early Tuesday. He said police did not fire their guns. He said two people were wounded by shots fired from within the crowd of protesters. Many in the crowds reportedly rejected police orders to leave the area. The police official said most of the protesters were peaceful, but he said a small minority turned violent. He said officials will not let what he called criminals define the community of Ferguson. The protests have been taking place almost nightly since the shooting. The Missouri National Guard is deployed in Ferguson. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is leading a civil rights investigation into the shooting. The violence has captured headlines around the world. It has raised questions about race relations in the United States. In Cairo, the Egyptian Foreign Ministry urged U.S. officials to exercise restraint in dealing with the protest. Last year, the U.S. sent a similarly worded message to Egypt when that country was dealing with protesters. Iraq's military continues to fight Islamic State militants with support from U.S. airstrikes. Iraqi forces recaptured control of Mosul Dam Monday. Early Tuesday, Iraqi forces opened an offensive north of Baghdad. They are trying to recapture control of Tikrit, the hometown of Iraq's former Sunni president, Saddam Hussein. Militants resisted the offensive with shelling and machine gun fire. People in Tikrit reported by telephone that Islamic State fighters were firmly in control of their positions. The World Health Organization says the Ebola virus has killed another 84 people in West Africa. More than 1,200 people now have died in the outbreak. The UN Health Agency on Tuesday announced that the number of confirmed and probable infections has risen to 2,240. General Martin Dempsey, the top U.S. military official, says the U.S. may soon end its ban on the sale of deadly weapons to Vietnam. General Dempsey spoke at the American Center in Ho Chi Minh City. He said, "There's a growing sense among our elected officials, by our administration, by non-governmental organizations, that Vietnam has made progress against the limitations that led to the lethal weapon ban." Now, words in the news. Minority, noun, the smaller number, opposite majority. Define, verb, to give the meaning of, to explain. Message, noun, written or spoken news or information. A note from one person to another person or group. Offensive, noun, a military campaign of attack. Adjective, having to do with attacking. Progress, noun, movement forward or toward improvement or a goal. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.